Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. I wish to talk about the role that celebrities play in providing the public with medical advice. I'm about to talk about Ben Stiller's claim that a blood test for prostate cancer saved his life and his feeling that it might save yours as well. Let me say that I speak as a medical journalist and a doctor, but I have no access to Mr. Stiller's health information other than what he's made public. To give him some credit, his comments are far more balanced and reflective than other celebrities who've spoken on this topic, like Rudolph Giuliani. However, Stiller's comments are still skewed by his strong claim that a blood test saved his life. Stiller writes with emotion about how the experience of getting a positive test result and having prostate surgery was difficult for him. As is usually the case when you're given bad news around cancer, he battled thoughts about his own mortality. But there is no evidence that a blood test or the subsequent surgery saved Mr. Stiller's life. Prostate cancers vary in their seriousness. Some will kill, even despite aggressive treatment, and most will grow so slowly that they're unlikely to ever pose a problem. Stiller is on the bandwagon to promote this test and save other people's lives. In fact, most expert professional groups advise the test only after a very careful discussion between the doctor and patient, where the risks and the benefits can be carefully weighed and the man can make a decision. The reason for this type of detailed discussion is that the data does not suggest that the PSA test is life-threatening, and it can do just as much harm as it can good. A positive test can lead to more testing that itself has complications and then lead to treatment, usually surgery or radiation, that is plagued by side effects that can be very unpleasant. This is what many experts call over-treatment. Also, the test is not particularly accurate. It does not differentiate between serious cancers that can kill you and the far more common type of prostate cancers that really don't even act like cancers. A strong belief in our choices is common human nature. We are programmed to assume that a treatment that we undertake will somehow benefit us. We would feel awful if we had surgery or chemotherapy, often with side effects, and then felt that it provided no benefit. A study done by researchers at Dartmouth showed that most women with breast cancer detected by a screening mammogram felt their lives were saved by the test, when in fact, their lives were not really saved by the screening test. They were either diagnosed early, which had no impact on their lifespan, or they were normal and overdiagnosed. Doctors need to talk to patients about the dangers of these screening tests that include false positives and overtreatment. But more importantly, celebrities should stick to their trade, which they do well, and let the medical community make health recommendations based on evidence and scientific study. There is no evidence that PSA test benefited Mr. Stiller. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.